Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Wow, we've got a lot happening today. And a few words real quick about what's happening at the border. We're going to get to that a little bit more in depth later in the show. Later tonight, Title 42 goes away, and Border Patrol is warning of a massive tsunami of illegals that will be crossing the border. And it is going to be bad. It is going to be beyond belief. And ladies and gentlemen, they're telling us that they could have upwards of 20, 25,000 people tonight surging across our southern border, 700,000 people by the end of the month. And from there, they're talking about 400,000 illegals a month coming into the nation. And here is my recommendation, and I know this is somewhat controversial, but I believe that at this very moment, Governor Greg Abbott should contact every single television station, every single radio station in the state of Texas. And he ought to ask for television time, and they ought to break into regular programming, and the governor of Texas should call on every able-bodied Texan who has a gun to go down to the border and stand shoulder to shoulder with the Texas National Guard along the entire length of the border and do whatever is necessary to repel the invasion. That's what needs to happen. And if the governor of Texas did that, you know what might possibly happen? We might possibly be able to save Texas from being overrun. Because when you look at what's happening in Texas right now, it reminds me a lot of what happened in the days of the Alamo. And I know that the good people of Tennessee went down to the Alamo and helped pull everybody's fat out of the fire, because that's what we do. We're the volunteer state. But it's going to take everybody this go around, folks, because we are literally under siege right now. So we're going to get to that story a little bit later, but I want to talk about Donald Trump. Wow, did you watch President Trump last night on CNN? It was sort of like a featherweight going up against a heavyweight. I mean, it was over. By the first question, the host had lost control. What was her name? Caitlin Collins. She was the anchorette, the lady anchor for CNN, and she drew the short straw, I guess. I don't know. She was completely unprepared. She was way out of her league, and Trump just, he dominated last night. By the way, breaking news, apparently a liberal district attorney is wanting to file assault charges against Donald Trump after last night, saying that he battered CNN. Oh, it's... I think I'm kidding, but you know, maybe I shouldn't joke about that. I mean, that, wow. So I'm curious to get your take on winners and losers last night. Do you think Trump did a good job? Did he do what he needed to do to convince independents that he's their guy? 844-747-8868. We're going to open up the phone lines this hour, and I'm curious to hear your take on this. You know, a lot of the establishment Republicans are horrified over what they saw last night. And boy, AOC completely lost her mind. I'm trying to figure out who is more triggered, establishment Republicans or all of the progressives, because they are raging against CNN right now. I've never seen anything like this. So there are a couple of observations I have. And first of all, there was a lot of complaining from the Never Trump crowd about the elections and the president talking about 2020 being stolen and the ballots and the whole whatnot.
He never just stops. He's always talking about it. Why does he do that? He needs to move on. He's always talking about 2020. He needs to move on.
Well, okay. Let me address that for just a moment. Because he didn't bring it up. As a matter of fact, the very first question out of the lady anchor, the anchorette's mouth, was about the election. So he didn't bring up any of this stuff. CNN is the one who brought up all of this nonsense. CNN did. The people out there in the audience did. And by the way, what about the audience? Man, were they like, they were applauding, they were cheering. They really loved Donald Trump in New Hampshire. Now, if this town hall had been at Fox News, how do you think that town hall would have gone? I guarantee you it would have been stacked with liberals because Fox loves to do that. They love it. So anyway, CNN, man, they just got smacked around by Donald Trump. They got smacked around by Byron Donalds on the after show panel. And they even got smacked around by their own focus group. I want you to take a listen. This is how CNN does it. And by the way, you people out there, you're getting it now. You understand how the media operates. So I want you to listen to the way the CNN anchor posed this question to their very own town hall focus group, cut number 19.
Does it bother you that he keeps talking about 2020 and not 2024? I'll ask you first. This is Jonathan Leslie. He's 40, Republican, voted for Trump twice. How do you feel about those lies?
So I feel like part of it's also the media narrative, as you guys asked him the first question at the town hall about the 2020 election, rather than current stuff.
So don't you think he could say it's time for me to start talking about 2024, not lies that aren't true?
Couldn't the media ask him a question about 2024?
Well, there were questions, but you're right. That was the first thing, but that's something that was on our mind. And that's why I was asked.
They got him. They got him. So that guy knew. And did you hear the host? What do you think about the lies? The lies. What do you think about the lies? We know what's going on here. The jig is up. By the way, Byron Donalds, this guy was on fire. He was on this panel. I don't know, they have seven or eight people on the CNN panel, only one conservative. It was Byron Donalds. And you know what? They could have had 80 people. They could have had 80 people, 80 liberals in that panel, and Byron Donalds would have cleaned their clock. So first of all, and he was, by the way, he was fact-checking CNN in real time. Cut number 15.
With respect to Ukraine, I totally disagree. He did not say he was just going to give over Ukraine the way you intimate, Van. He did not say that.
He didn't say he
what
would,
he said.
He did not say that he
Van,
would
Van,
stand
what
for
he,
victory.
Van,
for
what
victory.
He said was is that he would actually look for a solution to end it quickly. He put 24 hours on it, but let's be very clear. What Joe Biden has done has been a disaster.
And he goes on to talk about the things that really matter to Americans. Cut 17.
Even if you listen to the last segment with Jake, everything that was just talked about is not on the minds of independent voters in America. They are focused on the things that are affecting their families first and foremost. Has my child actually caught up from being locked out of schools for 2 years? Is fentanyl, which is a major issue in so many communities around our country, is the president going to do the job of securing our border and stopping the drug cartels from having operational control of our southern border? Are we going to maintain the dollar as the world's reserve currency while China's trying to negotiate around the United States? Inflation, yes, the year-over-year number is trending down, but the impact of inflation on the American family has completely devalued their wages over the last 2 years. Those are the things that really matter to Americans.
So the question we need to be asking is, what's going on over at CNN? What's going on over there? Because they cleaned Fox News Channel's clock last night. We don't have the ratings out, but that's not what I'm talking about. They had, before the debate, they had Senator J.D. Vance on from Ohio. They had our good friend Hogan Gedley on CNN, ladies and gentlemen. And the fact that you had Republican Byron Donalds on the panel after the show, CNN opens the doors and invites Trump in, and a lot of conservatives are saying, don't go, it's a trap, Mr. President. But Donald Trump knew exactly what was going on, and he went anyway, and he came out as a winner. But it looks to me like CNN is trying to send a coded message to conservatives. that we understand how we have screwed up over the decades and we're trying to make things right. So CNN is going to try and make a right-hand turn. I mean, they're already on the far left, so it's not like they're going to become conservative overnight, and I don't think that's not what's happening here. But CNN is clearly the new leadership under Chris Licht is trying to get away from the progressive radicals and move back to the center. That's where I think CNN is heading. Jemele Hill writes this. CNN got exactly what it wanted out of the Trump town hall. They got ratings buzz and a bat signal to conservative viewers that their views are now more welcomed. It's heartbreaking and destructive for journalism and democracy, but it was a win for the network. Now, Jemele Hill is this radical leftist. Man, she is a racist, this woman. And she writes now for The Atlantic. And she's not wrong here. I think she got her analysis right. But what I find interesting is she in an off the cuff way, she's actually admitting that CNN has been radically progressive. And she's what's heartbreaking and destructive is that there's now going to be some fairness and some balance over at CNN. Is it going to work? I don't think so. I don't know. We'll see. I'm very anxious to see the ratings last night. But I'm telling you, there is a lot of concern among the leftists that they've lost CNN. That's a problem. So anyway, a lot of people very upset, even inside the building. Brian Stelter, the ex-CNN reporter, and his job at CNN was to watch Fox News. We call him the Dwarf King. He's a short little fella. He's got some inside intel. He says CNN's 9 a.m. editorial call started by praising Caitlin Collins, the anchorette from last night, for a masterful performance. By the way, she's being considered to anchor the 9 p.m. show. And Caitlin Collins used to be on staff and used to be an employee of one Tucker Carlson at the Daily Caller, by the way. A lot of people don't realize that. And she was a regular on Fox News back in the day. But, man, did she blow it last night. What a sweet mercy. As a matter of fact, I want to I'll get back to the what happened at CNN in a moment. So there's a lot of controversy because Trump called Caitlin Collins a nasty woman. Well, I want you to understand this happened midway through the debate, and she was just really being rude and condescending. And her voice is just so irritating. I don't know what's going on there, but anyway, Trump finally had enough of it. Cut number three.
What's the answer?
Do you mind?
I would like for you to answer the question.
Okay, it's very simple to answer.
That's why I asked it.
It's very simple to you're a nasty person, I'll tell you.
The crowd.
Can you answer why you held onto the documents?
I was negotiating and we were talking to Nara.
I love the crowd. Folks, they were on fire for this man. So, look, we're going to open up the phone lines here. What'd you think about the debate last night? Does this help Donald Trump? 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and in just a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime, and you'll see transparent pricing on every coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. And this new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. That's legacypminvestments.com or call 866-649-0304. That number again, 866-649-0304, and start investing today.
Mm-hmm.
welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. I told you we were going to go to the phones, and we are. Let's start in Georgia with David. All right, David, what did you think about that town hall meeting last night?
Oh, I thought it was great. I don't think that it was actually designed to help Trump, to just because of the questions that were asked were, you know, the election denial and the rape, and it was not designed to further Trump, but I think that it will. So that's my take on it. I don't think this was CNN trying to, you know, switch over and maybe be more conservative or anything like that. I think it was designed to work against Trump.
Do you think it worked, though?
No, I don't think so. I really don't. Trump was Trump. I thought he did a great job. And when he called her a nasty woman, I mean, there are nasty men in this world. I mean, we were all thinking it. God, she's being nasty, you know, just, you know, cutting him off. And he's, you know, the fact checking on the fly. Oh, that's not true. You know, he would say something. Oh, that's not true. You know, that's been proven. That's not true. So, you know, that typically doesn't happen. So I just think it was, you know, kind of set up to work against Trump.
Well, I will say this. Trump did a great job of fact-checking her while she was fact-checking him. And by the way, her fact-checks were way off. There was one moment when, you know, she said, oh, you didn't build the border wall. He said, no, we built hundreds of miles of border wall. She says, no, you did not. Well, it turned out Newsweek actually reported on this particular story when they reported that Trump built about 450 miles of border wall. So is it? I mean, we've got a border that's several thousand miles long, so it's not going to do that much good. But to the point, Trump was absolutely correct, and she was wrong. There was another moment where, and I loved Trump for doing this. They were talking about gun control, and he made the point that there were countries that actually renewed gun ownership, and they actually became safer. And she fact-checked. She said, that's not true. He said, no, yes, it is true. And she said, name the country. He said, Brazil. And she said, it's not true. Well, it turns out Trump was absolutely correct. The Wall Street Journal did a story, and they found that once Brazil, which was the country that Trump named, once Brazil implemented laws allowing easier ownership of guns, guess what happened? The crime rate, murder rate went down. So there you go. David, yeah, appreciate that call. Let's go to Gene, the super fan. Gene, what's going on?
Hi, Todd. How are you? I know it's been a couple of months, but I just want to say hello and thank you again for what you do for the people and in your show. So I just wanted to say that, Todd.
Well, I appreciate that. What did you think about that debate last night?
Well, there's the reason why I'm calling. Once again, as you said earlier, a winner. President Trump is a winner. President Trump cares about two things. The American people and the United States of America. And when people can't understand or look at the 4 years that this man did for us compared to the fool that we got today, then I don't know what's going on. And I'll tell you, to see him go on CNN like that, it was just wonderful, because he knew, like you said earlier, because he knows when he's going to be there. And you talk about ratings, the ratings are going to hit the roof because of President Trump on that one.
I can't wait to see it. But, Gene, I will say this. I think CNN, and this is not much of a stretch, but I think CNN gave him a fairer town hall than Fox News would have done.
Absolutely, and especially the folks that were picked out of the audience. You know, some of them voted for him, some of them what have you, and they were wonderful questions and things that this country needs. See, this is what our president said before he went there yesterday. Make America great. We're the biggest political movement ever in the history of America. And President Trump's our messenger, and he's going to lead us in 2024, and we're going to be back on track again.
You know what was really nice about that? And, Gene, we've got to run because we're coming up on a break here. Trump was having fun last night. He was having a blast, and he loved the audience. The audience loved him. You know who the biggest losers of the night might possibly be? All the people that are running or thinking about running for the Republican nomination. Folks, do you know anybody in the field who can beat Trump based on what you saw last night? We'll go to the phones coming up next.
If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why? It's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products. Everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/STARNS. That's MyPillow.com/STARNS. And use the promo code STARNS or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/STARNS or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code STARNS.
Remember the Bud Light protest boycott? You guys are crushing it over there. This is pretty incredible. This story from the business pages. Bud Light is in a death spiral right now. The parent company, Anheuser-Busch, has had their stock downgraded by HSBC. They are now dealing with a massive branding crisis and a huge sales drop. And ladies and gentlemen, this is how it works. This is what you do. This is how you fight back, not by burning things down, but by deciding issues based on your pocketbook. So well done to all of you Bud Light people, all you beer drinkers of America. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. Sean in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on our flagship station, KWAM. Hey, Sean, what'd you think about last night?
I almost fell out of my chair, especially when he was talking about Mike Pence couldn't do anything, and he said that why they changed the law to make it no vice president can do that. So if Kamala Harris, if they lose the election, Kamala has to start certify them. Where she going to do that? Why would she don't do it to certify that? So that was kind of funny right there.
Do you think the town hall hurt Trump, or do you think it helped Trump?
Oh, it helped Trump. Oh, it definitely helped Trump. That was a train wreck ready to happen on CNN, because I saw it when he did that when she asked him about the death thing, and he said, "I'm not president." And he said, "That happened when I was president." And he said, "I'm not president." That right there made me laugh. So that right there, you can tell right there, that was hilarious.
He looked like he was having fun last night, Sean.
It was fun. It was him. He was relaxed. Like I said, he had nothing in his ear, no scripted, and he was just Trump. And that's what people like about him. You know, he was his own man.
He sure was. And you may not look. I don't agree with the language that was caught on the video. You know, when the bus whole thing, Inside Edition, they brought all that up last night, and they asked him about it. And Trump was really being honest with his answer. And I know this is a shock to people, but not every man out there is a good church-going Christian man. You know, you got guys in the locker room, and that's how some of those guys talk. That doesn't make it right. But Trump was trying to point that out, that if you're a celebrity, the women basically throw themselves at you, and all you have to do is look at the rock and roll singers look at the early days of Elvis, for crying out loud.
Yeah. It's same old. He talk about the election and all that stuff. I wish he just talked about that certain video that no one wants to talk about and just play it and get over it. That would have been better. But it's the same old. And they should have known that. Especially, I was shocked that the audience, I thought the audience would be totally like left-wing, Democrats like that. But there was people, some of their own party. So that right there was. So right there, they made a big mistake right there.
Sean, I was stunned by that. Stunned.
Yeah, and so that right there, they should know. No, Trump is going to walk the floor with him. He literally walked the floor with him. Yeah, they got good.
Wipe the floor.
Also,
yeah. You're right, Sean. Hey, appreciate the call, and thank you for listening to KWAM. Let's go to William in North Carolina. All right, William, what'd you think?
Hey, Todd, thanks for letting me on your porch today.
Well, I'm glad you're able to come on the porch. Thanks, William.
Listen, the whole thing with Donald Trump, sometimes you got to fight fire with fire. And we all know that Donald Trump's got some fire about him. And if we're going to be keeping score here, put a check up on the board for him last night. And these left-wingers and anybody else that's not for Donald Trump, they need to wake up and realize that that man can and will work with anybody. That CNN thing with him last night and him himself was a win-win situation, in my opinion. It was just not a publicity stunt or anything like that. I think it's going to win-win situation. And Fox, Bud Light, all these other people, you go woke, you go broke.
That's it. I think Fox made a mistake, and they don't realize they made a mistake by getting rid of Tucker.
Last night, Todd, they do. If they don't, then they're really got their head in the sand.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you on that, William. All right, appreciate that call. Let's go to Webb in Maine, WLOB. Hi, Webb, what's going on?
Hi, Todd. First of all, I wanted to congratulate you because you said something that I've been trying to get through to most people for a long time, and that is to defend the border by sending our own people down there to line up against it. And I'll tell you, first of all the military that was disenfranchised by the government because they wouldn't take COVID, they would be good people to get down there, and the border is a threat to the whole country. So I would extend the call to the whole country to get some people down there.
Well, ultimately, and again, through the legal means, the federal government is required under the guarantee clause to protect any state that is facing an invasion. And by all definitions, what's happening in Texas right now and the rest of the border states is an invasion. Now, if the federal government is not going to step in and do their job as they are obligated to do under the Constitution, then I believe that the governor of the state has the authority and should have the authority to call out not only the Texas National Guard, but there are only so many National Guard troops, but to call up anybody who's willing to be deputized, who's a lawful gun owner, to get their butts down there on the border and make sure they can repel the invading force. I know it sounds like we're back in the 19th century here, but we're not. This is the 21st century, and we are under attack, and we've got to do something about it. Webb, got to run. I appreciate your call, and that's a good idea. But again, we've got to do this the legal way. And I think there's got to be a way for that to happen. Otherwise, Texas is going to be overrun. And in 2024, Texas will turn blue. You mark my words on this. Because every single person coming across that border, they're getting a bus ticket to some other community. And they're getting a Democrat registration card. That's what's going on. All right, let's go to Virginia. Sandy is hanging out with us today. Hi, Sandy. How are you?
Oh, Todd, I'm so glad to talk to you, and I'm so glad you're back and healthy.
Well, you're very kind to say that, Sandy. Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you, I watched the town hall, and I was scared to death. I didn't know what in the world he would do, but the audience loved him. And that nasty woman, when he said she was a nasty woman, I thought, man, I felt like smacking her. But she kept interrupting everything he said.
Every time.
And she wouldn't shut up. And I thought, how rude. But Trump did fantastic. And he reminded me of Daniel in the lion's den. He just faced the opposition, and those kitties shut their mouth.
Wow, they sure did. They purred like little kitty cats.
They sure did. And Trump was wonderful. He was so in control. And he was respectful of her. Even as rude as she was at the end, he shook hands and he told her she did a good job. I certainly wouldn't have been that gracious, but that just shows you what kind of man he is.
Well, he certainly was gracious last night. He didn't need to be, but you know, again, I that's not the kind of guy he is. So he was kind and shook her hand, but she was mean. You could tell right out of the gate she was in a foul mood last night.
She was satanic against him, but Trump came out like he always does. Oh. He comes out on top.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the hand of God is upon him because nobody could endure the onslaught that he's been through unless God was with him.
I just don't know how he does it. And I think you're right there. There's got to be some sort of divine intervention or something, Sandy. So, my goodness. All right. Well, Sandy, thank you for that call. A great comments all around. And I know that maybe CNN, certainly the Democrats, they were hoping that what happened last night would be destructive for Donald Trump. But he turned it around, and just right out of the gate, Trump was in control, and he won that night. It was like a 60-minute campaign ad. By the way, it was supposed to be a 90-minute debate, but they threw in the towel. I mean, they ended it like 20, 30 minutes early. That was a mercy call right there. I mean, they had to get her off the stage. They did not even let Caitlin Collins come on the post-town hall, confab there at CNN. That's how bad it was. Just unbelievable. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to more of your calls. What did you think about the Trump rally or the Trump town hall? As it really was a rally, right? I mean, that was that crowd. Unbelievable. So well done, people. So well done, New Hampshire. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right. I got a lot of blowback a few days ago. I was telling you folks on the program, we've got a bunch of these libs. You know, the little snotty-nosed, pimply-faced kids, they got the oily skin, and they're living in their parents' basement. They play the video games, they eat the Funyuns, smoke a little bit of the devil's lettuce. You know the type. Anyway, they get paid by these far-left groups to listen to this radio program, and if I say anything they disagree with, which is about every other sentence, well, they do these nasty hit pieces. So anyway, I was talking about how in America, it is legal to burn the American flag, but it is a hate crime if you burn the gay pride flag. And first of all, I don't think you ought to be burning any kind of flags, and especially somebody else's property. That in itself is a crime. But anyway, the progressives were enraged. That's just not true. That's not true. Well, ladies and gentlemen, again, I do not speak out the wazoo. We do our homework on this program. And according to the New York Daily News, this was, day before yesterday, a black homeless man was arrested in New York City. Now, this is a big deal because the district attorney doesn't really arrest anybody, right? You can beat somebody up, you can shoot somebody, and you will be back out on the street. So my question was, holy cow, what did this guy do? So the black homeless guy goes over to a gay restaurant. And he takes down the gay pride flag, and he drops his trousers, and he poops on the flag. And apparently, it was a big poop. So imagine the scene. You've got this. You've got the horrified gays, and they're looking on as this guy drops his trowel and takes a dump on the gay pride flag. And apparently there wasn't any Charmin around, so he grabbed another gay pride flag, and he used that flag as toilet paper. So what did they do? They called the cops. So the cops show up, and they arrest the homeless guy, and he is now facing multiple hate crime charges for defecating on the first gay pride flag and using the second gay pride flag as toilet paper. Could be spending years in jail for that. But I want you to think about this. Had that been Old Glory, it would never have even made the police blotter, much less the front page of the newspaper. So that's, I was just, again, pointing out that if it had been the American flag, it would have been a different story. So that's all. That's what they're arresting people for in New York City. It's not like, you know, people going around with baseball bats and cracking skulls. It's that. Just want to throw that out there for you. All right, let's get back to the phones here. Anna wants to weigh in on the town hall. I was calling it a debate, but it really wasn't a debate. It kind of felt like a debate, though. Anna, what's your take on all of this?
Well, Todd, I think that that young woman, that woman that came out against Trump, allegedly he did this, that, and the other, I really think that was a setup. They knew that he was going to be over there in CNN. They want to weaken him. You know, they just wanted him to go to his knees. Here's the thing about this guy. He's the whole ball of wax. He knows exactly who he is. He doesn't apologize for things he hasn't done. He's a real man, and he's going to say what he wants to say, and that's the way it's going to be. He has got a lot of guts and a lot of moxie, and people aren't used to that. They're not used to speaking their minds appropriately. They poop on flags. They do all kinds of weird, mentally deranged things, but they don't know, even the people in the media, don't know how to engage with him. And they make him the enemy. And this little girl that was there, and I can say this because, you know, I'm old.
Caitlin Collins she's the anchorette.
Oh, God. So, you know, she probably talked to her friends before she got on there, and they said, you know, you need to kick his butt. Oh, yeah, I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to, you know, they're just going to render him useless. Good luck with that idea, because nobody's ever going to do that, ever. This man will never go down. And that's the way it is. And I like that about him. Now, he says he probably should say, but I don't care. I take the bitter with the sweet.
He's a man, and Anna. He's a man.
Yeah. He's a real man. And that's the way it is. And we don't have a lot of those. We do have them here and there. But the more this culture gets a hold of men, they've just about rendered, you know, the middle class useless because men won't stand up. But they're studying. This guy is a good leader. He's a great leader. Mm. And I'm looking forward to him running next year, and I'm going to vote for him. And as far as Mr. DeSantis is, he's a nice young man. He's going to make a great president someday, but he's not ready yet. I really don't think he's ready yet. He might have a couple of posts. And even President Trump might even offer a post to him. A good man. He's a, you know, he's a military veteran. I really like DeSantis.
Oh, well, yeah, he's a good guy. I just don't think this is his time, Anna, and his time will come. But I think we have to make right what happened in 2020. And I hope a majority of the American people agree with that come Election Day. We've got a lot of ground to cover between now and then. But based on what I've seen, I don't see anybody else stepping up to Trump's level. Anna, gotta run. Appreciate that call, and thank you for listening. Wow, this is good, folks. Trump was in a good mood last night, and he is a winner. That's the takeaway here. CNN, they're going through it, man, and I think the left understands that they've lost the battle at CNN. And it is really troubling to a lot of people over there. According to our sources, there are staffers inside that building that are enraged that they even allowed Trump to step foot into that town hall arena. So we'll see how all that plays out. But right now, Newsmax appears to be the bigger winner because a new survey is up. People love and trust Newsmax more than anybody else these days. There you go. Stick around, folks. Hour two of The Big Show coming up next.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, hello, everybody. A lot going on this hour. So we're going to be talking to Congressman Ron Estes. All you folks listening to us on the Big Talker in Wichita, you're going to want to stick around for this conversation. The congressman will be here in about a half hour or so. We've got a hodgepodge of stories, and we're going to get to the to Title 42. But right now, it's still in effect. It's still being enforced. Yesterday, Texas National Guard stopped about 10,000 illegals from crossing the border. How did they do that? Well, they were well-armed. That's the reason why. So, again, I still contend that the governor of Texas needs to be calling up every able-bodied Texan to get their butts down at the border and repel this invasion, because that's exactly what it is. And we're going to get to more of that a little bit later on. But I want to tell you about what's happening at this community college in California. This would be Madera Community College. Now, a couple of months ago that Hershey went full-blown woke, and they had these candy bars that were that went woke and talking about they were endorsing the gender binary, all of that nonsense. And so as a result of that, the folks over at the Daily Wire created their own candy bar, one with nuts and one without. And you can kind of figure out which one was which. Anyway, they called them the Jeremy's He, Him, and She, Her chocolate bars. I think this is very clever. So anyway, there is a history professor at the community college. His name is David Richardson, and he describes himself as a gay conservative. And so Professor Richardson decided to have a little bit of fun, and he actually had a bowl of these candy bars, Jeremy's He, Him bars and She, Her bars, in the classroom. And now he could lose his job. So the community college has now put Professor Richardson on probation because he handed out these candy bars to his students. School officials took the act as an endorsement of the gender binary. In other words, there's only men and women, male or female. Those are the two choices. Professor Richardson told Jonathan Turley that he had been suspended, banned from non-public places on campus, and was denied access to his email. The school is now investigating him for serious misconduct. Professor Richardson is 33 years old. He said that a staff member started taking pictures of the candy bars and kept trying to bait him. You see, they do that. That's how the leftists do this. But nothing happened until he got a letter on Monday of this week. Treating students, and I'm reading from the Daily Wire now, treating students to the chocolate bars sold by the Daily Wire created a, quote, hostile work environment, according to college officials. They claimed it constituted harassment and discrimination against colleagues based on gender. Well, look, he wasn't saying that the lady students or the lady staffers or students could not have the chocolate with the nuts. He was just saying that the chocolate bars with the nuts were the he-him bars and the ones without were the she-her bars. Or the her-she bars. Oh, get it? Anyway. So, it's not good. Professor Richardson has also been in trouble in the past. He was in the middle of a lawsuit where he sued after he was punished during a mandatory pronoun etiquette seminar. That seminar was led by a trans-identifying professor in October of 2021. So it seems to me, and we've had this conversation before, and there's a certain crowd that just gets really upset when I talk about this, but it really is true. There are people in this country who are gay, they are lesbian, and they just want to be left alone. They don't go out there and wear that on a badge. They just live their lives. They're not asking for any special treatment. They just want to live their lives. Now, sooner or later, you would think that a lot of these folks would rise up and stand up to the to that rest of that group, the transgenders and the two-spirits and the gender queers and the wackadoodles. But they're afraid to. And you know what? A lot of you people are afraid to as well, because they're radical, well-funded leftists, and they will try and destroy you. I've got a story coming out of Loudoun County, Virginia, a little bit later, and I'll tell you about that. But it is a real threat, and that's why so many people don't want to speak out. So I don't begrudge the gays and the lesbians who are conservative, and I hear from, well, there's no way that gays or lesbians can be conservative. Really? Who says? Says who? You're telling me that a gay person can't be a patriot? I disagree with that. I certainly do. But here you have a gay conservative professor who's actually speaking out. And I say, good for you, sir. Good for you. So the question is, what's going to happen to this professor now? I hope he's getting good legal representation. And I know there are a lot of groups out there, a lot of legal firms that represent a lot of Christians and conservatives. And I hope one of them will actually step up and defend this guy, because this is not right. It is simply not right. So now the university or the community college is claiming that if you eat one of these he, him, or she, her bars, then you are guilty of harassment and discrimination. Now, here's my question. When Hershey's Chocolate was promoting the She Bar on the first day of Women's History Month, was Hershey's Chocolate guilty of that as well? Something tells me not. But anyway, that's the story out of California. All right, I have a question for you. So we've got a situation in the Memphis area, Germantown, Tennessee. It's a lovely community. It's, I would say, a wealthy community. It's a suburb, a lot of big houses. There's a lady in Germantown, and she owns two potbelly pigs. And the pigs are 60 pounds. One of them is named Bonnie, and the other is named Zoe. So they're females. The owner rescued them 5 months ago, and apparently they've been putting on the weight. Now, the lady in question also owns a number of dogs. And so anyway, she got a letter from the Germantown Board of, what did they call that, zoning, or the Code of Ordinances is what they call it. And it turns out that she is violating the code enforcement. And what is the code enforcement? Well, the code says that you can only have a certain number of dogs on a residential property, and pet pigs are considered livestock in the zoning district. And so now she's being given 30 days by the city of Germantown to remove the pigs and to get rid of some of her dogs. Apparently she has four dogs. She lives in a neighborhood in a single-family residence, and the lady in question has now started a petition, which apparently has like tons of people, almost 2,000 people signing this petition saying that the woman should be allowed to keep her pets. Now, the neighbors are a little perturbed. As a matter of fact, the neighbors are the ones who complained. They say that the pigs have become a pet peeve, according to Channel 5 News. One of the complaints is that it's a health problem, and they're talking about the rodents that have been found in the area. So they believe that, I guess the pigs attract rodents. I don't know how that works. So anyway, the neighbors are upset. They want the pigs gone. They say too many dogs in the house, and the woman's in violation of the law. So she's got this petition. Oh, she's got almost 2,000. 1,748 people have signed her petition. And she says, matter-of-factly, pigs are pets. Is this true? She says, quote, "We have owned pigs as pets for over 8 years at our Germantown home. Without warning, the city received a complaint from someone who lives nearby regarding our pigs. Residents of the houses near ours have never indicated any concerns surrounding our pets. Prior to receiving the official notice, ownership of pigs at our home has never been a concern for anyone living around us. She says the pigs are considered domestic animals, like little cats and dogs. Are they still allowed on planes, like the pigs, you know, the comfort pigs? I mean, there was a time when that was like all the rage. You know, people, they could not fly unless they had some sort of a large animal seated next to them, like, I don't know, a midget horse or a parrot or something of that nature. No, Dylan, you laugh. You think I'm absurd. No, literally somebody got on board a plane with a horse. It was terrible. And, you know, I am shocked. As much as I travel, I have yet to be stuck next to somebody, you know, next to a horse. There have been a few times I wish I had been. People are not very clean on airplanes. I'll just leave it there. So anyway, she goes on to say that she's just really troubled that there is literally a ban on pet pigs in Germantown. And she says that it's time for Germantown, Tennessee to join other progressive cities, and I think that's the code word there, progressive cities that recognize the value of these unique animals as companions. We urge the city council to reconsider this outdated policy and allow responsible pig owners to provide loving homes for these intelligent creatures. So my question to you is, do you have a problem with this? I mean, this is not a farm. This is not some sort of a rural area. This is a regular old subdivision. So do you have a problem? Would you have a problem living next door to somebody who has two giant pigs? By the way, and she points this out, our pet pigs are spayed, vaccinated, and potty trained. How do you do that? How do you potty train a pot-bellied pig? I mean, is this like a situation where the pig learns to climb up on the commode and the pig is... Does the pig... he has to leave the seat down, I have to imagine. She also says, and this is fascinating, I didn't realize there was such a thing, but apparently the pets are registered through the American Mini Pig Association. I had no idea there was such a thing. She says, when our pigs are not outside in their backyard oasis, they live inside our home. I guess that's why they have to be potty trained, right? That would make sense. Furthermore, their time spent indoors accounts for more than half of a 24-hour day. So she's saying the pigs are a part of the family, therefore they have to stay. What say you? What say you, ladies and gentlemen? Are the neighbors making much ado about nothing here? You know, if I was the local barbecue joint, I might be doing drive-bys. And now apparently she says she's been harassed. I mean, what does that even look like? Somebody been leaving like jars of Sweet Baby Ray's in the mailbox? What does that look like? Oh, my word. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starn Show. All right, let's go to the phones here. By the way, Grace Baker just sent me a note. Todd, my math tutor in Metro Memphis had chickens. Hello. Well, yeah, I mean, you got to have chickens because it's like $30 for a dozen eggs at the Kroger. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. But again, I don't know. We have a lot of dogs in my neighborhood, and the dogs it's interesting because the dogs seem to be well behaved, but for some reason the dogs they like to bark at night. And you just, you know, I went out and bought the, I don't complain about it. You just go out and buy earplugs, right? Because you don't want to get into an argument with a dog owner. So you just go out and buy earplugs and you learn to deal with it. Turn the TV up. I did get in trouble once. There was a knock on the door and said, your TV is too loud. And I said, well, that's because your dog is barking. And I got the TV up so I don't have to hear your dog barking. Anyway, all right, let's go to Patty in North Carolina, WSIC, our great affiliate. Patty, what's your pig story?
Oh, God. Were you talking about the four-legged or two-legged? All right,
wow.
Let's go here. Okay. I would rather live with the four-leggeds. Just look at your cities in the Democrat cities. with the tents and everything. I would rather live next to this woman, okay?
It makes sense to me. Look, I'm not sure, you know, they're trying to blame the pigs for the rats, but I'm not sure that's how that works. I don't know. But she's been living there for years without any problems.
Well, she might be grandfathered in too. So if she's grandfathered in, she's going to win, because I had a girlfriend in Jersey that had horses and stuff and all kinds of animals. And when people started moving from New York further down to South Jersey, they were complaining about my girlfriend. They took her to court and she won because she was grandfathered in.
Is that right?
Yes. It's a grandfather clause.
Interesting. Now, I do know that a lot of the rural communities, now this is not a rural area, but, you know, the country, and you've got all these people moving in from the city, and they're starting to raise complaints. Well, you know what? That's what the country smells like. I mean, you got horses, and I mean, if you live downwind from a chicken coop, you're gonna get a nice fresh blast in the morning.
Well, yeah, but you know, I'm just saying that if you go, just go to walk through the streets of New York. I mean, my God in heaven. I mean, you know, come on. I mean, if you really want to, you know, just leave her alone. Leave her alone with her animals. She's probably not bothering anybody. But, you know, somebody's always going to make, I'm going to put it this way, a stink about it. But you know what? Leave it alone. And another thing, I just want to throw it in real quick. I'm going to say one thing about the town hall last night. The guy has class.
Yeah, he does. Yes, he does. He tolerated.
He
tolerated
he
that.
Yeah,
he tolerated
he
that anchorette
night.
For a long time. He tolerated that, but finally, he said, "You know what? I got to put this woman in her place."
And you know what? I'm telling you, watching him, it made me proud. I get the chills because that's a leader. No gaffes. He shook hands with her. He wasn't walking around like he didn't know what day it was. I mean, the guy is classy.
There you go. All right, Patty, we got to leave it here. But one more thing, the pig stays.
The pig stays.
All right. That's the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen. So there you go, Germantown, Tennessee. If the mayor, city hall, you're listening, the pigs stay. Don't bother the pigs. All right. Wow. All right, coming up, we're going to jump into the border situation. We've got some new intel that apparently the Biden administration has been coordinating with a lot of these cartels and these illegals to bring them across the border. This is insane information. We're going to be checking in with Congressman Ron Estes. Also, I don't know if you've been shopping at Target lately, but they're just launching a brand new LGBTQ kids clothing collection. We'll tell you about that as well. 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. This is the Todd Stern Show. We certainly want to welcome all of our brand new listeners in Western Tennessee. We have a brand new affiliate, WTJS, that's Super Talk Tennessee, and they have a massive signal. And we want to welcome all of our great listeners in that part of the country. Now, here's the deal. We do this every time we add a new affiliate. If you are listening to us on WTJS, give us a call. If you make it on the air, we're gonna send you a Todd Stern Show prize package. So our telephone number is 844-747-8868. Again, one more time, 844-747-8868. And we again want to welcome all of our brand new listeners on WTJS. In the coming weeks, I believe we're going to be signing on in Amarillo, Texas as well. So pretty exciting days as we continue to grow this great show. So welcome all. All right. There is a lot happening up on Capitol Hill today in Washington. Want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend, Congressman Ron Estes from the 4th Congressional District in Kansas joins us. Congressman, hope you're doing good today.
Well, thank you, Todd. I appreciate you having me on.
Congressman, before we get to H.R. 2, which is the Republican Party's immigration legislation, I want to get the latest on what you're hearing about the border, We're hearing it's going to be bad when Title 42 ends later tonight.
Well, it really is. I mean, the Biden administration has done almost everything they can think of to actually make the situation worse. I mean, President Trump had the border relatively secure when he was in office. In fact, you go back to 2020 before President Biden came into office, and there were, depends on which month, 30 or 40,000 people that crossed the border illegally. Now, just last month, there were 191,000 alien encounters across the southwest border just last month, and that's about 24% increase. And that's even before this Title 42 is lifted, which was, Title 42, which was in law around the health emergency and how do we make sure that we didn't have COVID coming into the country. President Biden's going to end that. He's also ended so many of the other good policies, like the Remain in Mexico, where, if somebody's coming from another country and traveling through Mexico and they cross into the United States border and claim asylum from their home country, the U.S. law is that they're supposed to seek asylum in Mexico before they get here. And President Biden just basically opened the borders and not securing them at all.
As a matter of fact, it's even worse than that. I mean, there are reports that the administration has been coordinating with groups on the other side of the border to bring the illegals across. There's been video from journalists. I believe it was Fox. They had the video showing it looked like Mexican military officials helping or at least directing illegals to the border crossings here. At what point do we realize that our country is being invaded and we have got to stop this?
Well, it's past that point of we should have realized it. I mean, it just since President Biden's been in office, there have been over 5 million illegal crossings of people that have been detained by the U.S. Border Patrol. And there's also been 1.3 million people that have got away. So we know there's gotaways. There's an additional number that we don't know got away. But people that the Border Patrol chased, or the Border Patrol was able to see on infrared cameras, but they weren't able to get there to detain them. And as part of that, you're seeing people coming across on the terrorist watch list. I mean, just last month alone, there were 11 people that were on the terrorist watch list that were stopped. We don't know how many got through. And actually, one of those had been stopped for two consecutive months. So basically, it's an ongoing process where they catch and release people that they're catching, and the terrorists they may send back to try again and have better luck the next month. But so many of the millions of people that they're shuffling throughout the country they're not tracking. I mean, one of the things right now, and the New York Times actually had a story about this, is the administration has lost 85,000 children that they're responsible for. They sent them around the country, in most cases to, see Uncle Joe or somewhere else. And basically they're helping the drug trafficking and human trafficking through this process. And in that mix, they've lost 85,000 children. They have no idea where they are.
I'm curious, what's been the reaction in Kansas in the Wichita area? Because we understand there are hundreds of unmarked vans, no license plates, that are parked nearby in some of these border communities. And the thought process is that these illegals are going to be loaded up and they're just going to be dropped off in cities all over America. Are you hearing of concerns there in Kansas that you guys are going to get stuck with having to take care of a lot of these people?
Well, and that's the concern all around the country. I mean, in Kansas as well as, you're hearing it from Chicago, you're hearing it from New York. These Democrat cities that have claimed to be sanctuary cities are complaining now that they have all these illegal aliens that have come across into their cities. And the same concern exists in Kansas, that, you look at the services that need to be provided for somebody who they want a better life, but they're willing to come take U.S. taxpayer money in order to help improve themselves. And that's not what we should do. We should help them improve their home country so that the citizens of their home country all have a better life as well. And And the concern I have, and I saw it when I was at the border, was that they would come across the border, and there's even many bus stops that they just stop and get picked up by some of these non-government agencies, the NGOs that are being funded by taxpayer dollars out of Health and Human Services, or money being taken away from Customs and Border Patrol, and funding these organizations that then shuffle people throughout the country or put them on an airplane and fly them. So the TSA has even allowed people to use arrest warrants as identification. I mean, you or I have to have a valid driver's license or a valid passport, and yet the official arrest warrant of them coming into the country is being used as their valid identification to get on planes and go around the country.
It's just absurd. And Congressman, I want to move real quickly here to the legislation the House taking up today, H.R. 2. What is that legislation going to do? How is that going to help?
You know, one of the things that we campaigned on and talked about as the Republicans in Congress is that we need to focus on securing the border. And basically what H.R. 2, the Secure the Border Act, is a focus on, let's put good policies back in place. Let's go back to building the construction of the border wall. I mean, there are places where it makes sense to have a wall, have something that actually either stops or certainly detains or slows down the process of people crossing illegally, particularly in cities where, you know, San Diego is just across the border from cities in Mexico. Using technology to be able to track what's going on for the places that we don't have Border Patrol agents, providing more funding for the Border Patrol agents, including some bonus pay to offset some of the higher inflation and the impact there, and to make sure that they can hire staff to fill those positions. And let's be transparent about how many people are coming across the border. The Homeland Security or Homeland Security Department is they're slow for the information they do report. They're not reporting all the information. And so we really don't know how bad the true story is. We know what we see. You know, policies like catch and release, where basically somebody comes across the border and they'll assign them a court date 5 years into the future and just let them go roam into the United States. And we need to focus on using the laws that we have to help make sure that we're following a good asylum process for folks that do have a legitimate claim. Most of the people now, they know the game, and the cartels know the game. The cartels are getting $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $8,000 or more for some of these terrorists to cross the border. And so the cartels are making literally billions of dollars off of this process. And we need to strengthen the laws so that we can actually make it so that it's not an attractive process for people to come through.
Well, I mean, and a big part of that is actually enforcing the law, which is simply not being done. I mean, we already have laws on the books. So I certainly hope that eventually somebody's going to enforce this law. You know, there's Congressman, you know the Constitution inside and out, and you know the guarantee clause. And that clause in the Constitution specifically points out that the federal government is to protect every state against invasion. Would you believe, or do you believe, that the guarantee clause should apply to what's happening in Texas? And if so, do we have the authority, or should someone have the authority, to call in the National Guard or every able-bodied citizen to stand guard on that border and repel the invasion?
It really needs to be treated as such, because as an invasion. Because the Biden administration is not doing anything to stop it. And, you know, one of the things that our founding fathers put into the Constitution and our structure of government was that the federal government would have some responsibilities, including defense of the country. But the caveat there was, if they're not going to do their job, then the states have the authority to help protect themselves from an invasion. And you see over and over again the impact there of literally this invasion is impacting people. And, you know, as you said, the federal laws aren't being enforced by the federal government. I mean, there's just one of the simplest examples is there's a provision to for the federal government to waive to allow somebody entering into the country that was designed if somebody needed a medical procedure or a short-term stay for something critical like that. They're just waiving that for literally thousands of people to come across the border just to get them across. And we need the federal government to enforce its laws, and we need to make sure that the role of federal government is to help protect our country.
All right. Congressman, we've got to leave it there. Always good hearing from you.
Well, it's great to talk to you, and hopefully we'll get this bill passed to the House, and then we'll get it ideally passed out of the Senate and signed into law so that we can actually have not just enforcement of the laws that we have, but also enhance the laws.
All right, Congressman Ron Estes, everyone, from the great state of Kansas, Wichita area, KQAM, our great affiliate there in Wichita, and they're doing great work. I want you to hear some audio, and then I want to go to Michael, who's been holding for a while here. So the good people of Michelle Obama's hometown, that's Chicago's South Side, they are very upset because 250 to 500 illegals are going to be moved into their neighborhood. And you're about to hear from an overwhelmingly black audience who is enraged, and they're at a town meeting. Listen to Cut 14.
What's important is that we really establish that this is a humanitarian crisis, and we're here.
South Shore residents responded with resounding rejection.
While this crisis may constitute an emergency for the city of Chicago, it does not constitute an emergency for the South Shore community.
Incoming migrants have overwhelmed district police stations by the hundreds.
It's my turn. It's my turn. Hello.
But city leaders could barely eke out a word of the details about a proposed respite center at the former South Shore High School.
When it comes to the total number of people at South Shore at any given point in time, it is fluid. We'd start with 250, 500.
How could you do that without consulting us?
I am concerned with safety in the area.
250 illegals. And folks, I saw the video. People were holding up signs saying, build the wall. You know what that sound was you just heard? That's the sound of black Illinois residents about to become Republican voters. That's what that's all about. All right, real quick, let's go to the phones. Michael in Louisiana wants to weigh in. Michael, what's on your mind?
Todd, this border thing just out of control. We should have got a handle on it day one when Biden took over. It's just ludicrous. I don't understand it. American people are being held hostage by a bunch of unelected bureaucrats who are making all these rules and changes and stuff. And we're held hostage, man. We can't do anything. We're bound up. They're killing the country, and they're doing it on purpose. I wouldn't be surprised if the Biden family, crime family, not get paid for these illegals coming across. You see them on TV coming across there, and they're not dirty. They got clean clothes. They got brand-new baby strollers. You tell me these people have been on a 1,000-mile journey? I don't buy it. Somebody's bringing them.
And by the way, a lot of them are able-bodied young men, 17, 18, 19, 20 years old. I mean, what's going on there?
I have no problem with people that's depressed and need help, you know, lift up, not a hand out, I say, you know. But we can't take care of what we got here in our own country. Must just bring all these other people in to take care of them. I mean, my God, just get real.
Michael, you're
General,
right.
General Milley needs to take his grass greens off and put on some camouflage fingernail polish to get his boys and girls through Barbie and Ken cars to go to the border and protect us.
Yes.
Whatever it takes.
Thank you for that visual image, Michael. God help us.
So whatever it means it takes. Too. Yeah,
you're right.
I mean, you know,
Michael,
we're being invaded here. Are we going to let the Chinese come across the same way?
Michael, we are. We're already letting the Chinese come across, and that's the big concern. You've got Chinese nationals that are coming across that border, not to mention all of the other people that we don't know about. There have been so many reports of Qurans, prayer rugs, other things found in, you know, along our southern border. So the bigger problem is we don't know what's been coming across that border. All right, Michael, we got to run. Thank you so much for listening. Folks, again, welcome all of our brand new listeners from WTJS. That is Super Talk West Tennessee. And if you call in today, we're going to hook you up with a Todd Starn Show prize pack. Our number is 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starn Show.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive.
Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
So I'm trying to slim down a little bit. Actually, I need to slim down a lot. But I'm taking the baby steps here. And I got to lose some weight. So no doubt about that. So anyway, we've got a great new sponsor of the program. And I want you to hear this. And we have, again, a lot of new listeners in West Tennessee and a lot of new listeners all over America. But one of the things that we do on this program, when we have a sponsor, you need to know that I've actually tried the product, and I am currently taking Calitrin, which is this really amazing new product that helps me lose weight. And the great thing about it is it's not a drug. It doesn't interfere with meds. So if you're on medicines, this is 100% safe, and it's also stimulant free. And get this, it's got an 86% success rate with weight loss. And the best part about it is safe and it is natural. And since I've been taking it, I'm sleeping better. I'm getting like 7-8 hours of sleep a night. That never happened before. I've got more energy and I've had the joint pain because I used to be a runner before I got large. And it's really helped with alleviating the joint pain as well. So it's really got some great benefits. Write down this telephone number and give them a call. 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS. Or you can go to their website, toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Be sure to use the promo code, and they're going to hook you up as a great listener of the Todd Stearns radio program. And maybe you want to join me and drop in a few pounds. Again, toploss.com, promo code Todd. We'll be right back, America.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's it.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah. And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Stearns radio program, broadcasting border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. And we especially want to welcome our new listeners this week from WTJS 93.1. That's Super Talk Radio in West Tennessee. And all this week, we're honoring our new listeners. So if you call and you get on the air, we're going to send you a prize package, just our way of saying welcome to the neighborhood. Our telephone number, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Well, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Always glad to have our friend from the 3rd Congressional District in Indiana joining us, Congressman Jim Banks. Congressman, hope you're doing well today.
Hey, good to be with you, Todd. Thanks for having me back.
Congressman, a lot going on, but first I want to say thank you. Earlier this week, we were telling our listeners about the Navy and using this drag queen as an ambassador, and I know that you and Congressman Mark Alford, another great friend of this program, sent a letter to the Department of Defense. What was in that letter? What are you wanting to know?
Well, the Navy lied about it. The Pentagon lied about it. Said that they don't use drag shows and transgender TikTok activists to recruit. But in this case, that's exactly what they did. The Navy gave this fella a title, and he was a drag queen on Instagram trying to recruit for the Navy, as if they didn't watch what Bud Light just went through and watch the results of that. The Navy, while it's already 6,000 sailors below its recruitment goal, to think that they could use this type of activity to lure more men and women to want to wear the uniform like I did and be a United States sailor and serve our in uniform for our military, it's just outrageous, sickening, It projects the exact opposite of what our military should project, which is strength. And we got to put an end to it. So we have the NDAA coming up, Todd. That's our single bill that we pass every year out of the House Armed Services Committee, out of the Congress. And I guarantee there will be language in that bill that will put a stop to this type of foolish activity.
Good. And it needs to. And you're right. We are living in a very dangerous world right now. And my concern is our enemies are looking at us. And it seems like our military is more focused on training up social justice warriors than actually men and women who are going to fight and put their lives on the line to defend freedom.
Yeah, very well put. I mean, I think General Milley has been the most political, dangerously political general that we've ever had in American history. And he's allowed this type of behavior to occur all the way under his chain of command and all of the branches. Fortunately, he's retiring soon. But unfortunately, he's modeled this type of political behavior, the politicization of our military, to a whole generation of junior and senior officers that think it's okay that you can get away with this kind of garbage, this kind of stuff. So we have to do something about it. I chair the Military Personnel Subcommittee. Thank God we have a Republican majority in the House to give us a seat at the table to put an end to this madness. But I've made it my top mission, my top goal in this Congress to go after wokeism, especially in the military.
And I'm glad you are. And I'm glad you recognize that this is a major, major issue. Another story we've been following, of course, later tonight, Title 42 ends. And I'm curious to know what you are hearing. What do you expect to happen along the border later tonight?
Todd, this is catastrophic. I'm concerned about how America ever recovers from the open border situation of the last 2 years, but it's going to become exponentially worse after midnight tonight. I mean, we estimate that something around over the last 2 years with the open border policies of the Biden administration, we estimate that 40% of illegals who try to come over the border are returned back home because of Title 42. So we already know it's bad enough that 8-9 million by some estimates illegals have come into the country since Biden shifted away from the Trump policies. That's more than the entire population of my state of Indiana. So think about that, how disruptive that is to America, to American workers, and the motivation behind it. But to think that 40% or more illegals are going to come to the border, they're lining up at the border right now as you and I speak. They're lining up waiting for Title 42 to go away because it creates a situation where they can just walk right into the United States of America and bring their drugs with them, bring the crime with them. The Mexican drug cartels are making more money than they've ever made before, and they're thanking Joe Biden at the border for making the Mexican drug cartels even richer. So this is catastrophic. I'm worried about how America recovers from it. House Republicans, we're going to pass a border security bill here today before we head home for the weekend. But you and I both know, Todd, that's going to pass out of the House with our narrow majority, but it's not going to go anywhere in the Senate, and the president wouldn't sign it anyway. But we're going to do our job and pass out of the House to try to stop the madness. But I'm not naive enough to believe that's going to go anywhere from there.
No, and I think the people get it. I mean, they understand, you know, that's not going to go anywhere in the Senate, and Biden will veto it if in fact it does. But when one of the things that really just raised my eyebrows happened in Chicago on the South Side, where they had a big gathering, a meeting last night, and apparently they're relocating about 500 500 of these illegals are going to be relocated in the South Side. And it's a majority black community, and people are enraged. And I was watching the local news reporting of this. People were actually holding up signs saying, "Build the wall." And I'm wondering if you're going to start seeing a lot of black Americans and, quite frankly, Hispanic Americans who are being directly impacted by all of this, if they're going to maybe consider voting Republican. Maybe that's an opportunity for the GOP.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, I think most Americans, especially working Americans from all backgrounds, from every corner of the country, they recognize how disruptive this is. A direct attack on working America, working Americans, and black, white, Hispanic, Asian Americans who work hard every day, go to work to make a living, and to see their livelihood affected so drastically by the cheap labor illegally flowing into our country. And then on top of that, fentanyl, the leading cause of death of Americans by age, of working age, of military eligible age, fentanyl killing, poisoning well over 100,000 Americans since Biden opened the border wide open, allowing the cartels to shift and push fentanyl into this country. It's killing, devastating families all over my Northeast Indiana, all over my district, all over the country. So, and then the crime rates. I mean, to your point, I mean, these people in Chicago are seeing the direct result of the violent crime that's coming over the border illegally too, and being allowed to show up in their communities. And it's got to come to a stop. I've got to imagine this has a big impact on the 2024 election. That voters who might have voted Democrat before saying, "This isn't working. This is bad for me. I'm not going to vote for these idiot Democrats that are allowing this to happen to my community." I got to think it has an electoral effect, Todd. But what I'm worried about is how the next 2 years before the next election, the damage they've already done in 2 years, another 2 years is going to be catastrophic for America. It's going to get worse at midnight tonight.
I'm afraid you're right about that. And Congressman, we're going to leave it there. I know you're very busy today, and we're looking forward to that vote. And at least the Republicans are living up to their campaign promises, and we really respect that and appreciate that.
You got it. Thank you for having me. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. There you go, folks. Congressman Jim Banks, by the way, chairman of the House Study Committee, and doing a terrific job. And he is a fierce warrior for freedom. And we certainly appreciate the great work he is doing up on Capitol Hill. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to head to your calls. Again, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, Newsmax is conducting an urgent poll, and they want you to participate. They've got a simple question. Do you want to see Tucker Carlson on Newsmax TV? Now, Newsmax believes in Tucker Carlson, and they believe in freedom of speech. I'm proud to be a Newsmax contributor. Newsmax now the fastest growing cable news channel. Millions are turning off Fox and they're turning on Newsmax. Now they make it super simple for you to vote in the Newsmax poll. Here's what you need to do. Get out your phone, text the word skip to 39747. That's skip to 39747. And you can let America know that you want Tucker Carlson on Newsmax. So let your voice be heard right now. Text the word skip to 39747. So are you a Walmart shopper or a Target shopper? I suspect you're probably going to be a Walmart shopper after this story. Walmart, or rather Target, is introducing a new clothing line for LGBT children. It's called Take Pride. Being true to yourself and your community is something you celebrate all year long. And they have all sorts of garments, including young boys in rainbow sports bras. They also have gender inclusivity T-shirts. They have one of the shirts says trans people will always exist. So they're doing the whole, I mean, it's like a whole department. You know, back in the day, you had the men's section, the ladies section, the kids, maybe some toys and appliances. But now you have an LGBT section at Target. They've also got books, children's books, storybooks for the children. One is called I Am Not a Girl. And it features a little girl looking in on a men's barber shop with a little boy who may be a girl getting a boy's haircut. I don't know. It's all very confusing. Another storybook, Are You a Boy or Are You a Girl? And then my personal favorite, it features three very large, well-rounded drag queens on the cover. This is for children. Written by a person named Little Miss Hot Stuff. Pardon me, Little Miss Hot Mess. And the name of the book called The Hips on the Drag Queen Go Swish, Swish, Swish. Just something for you to remember the next time you go out shopping. That's all. Let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Fred in Georgia wants to talk about the town hall. Hey, Fred, what's on your mind?
Well, after hearing that pig story, I think I'm going to throw some ribs on the grill this afternoon. So thank you for helping me make that tough decision.
You see, that's why I'm glad I'm not living next door. I'd have the sweet baby Rays ready to go.
Well, look, I tell you what, I'm sick and tired of these town halls and all these things where they always have these liberal moderators. What I want to see is them call Biden out. I want to see him on a conservative news show like Newsmax. We'll let the moderator be somebody like Maria Bartiromo. And by the time she got through with him, it'd be like a pit bull on a beefsteak. He wouldn't even make it through.
That's true. Could you imagine? Or Judge Jeanine.
Donald Trump last night was just unreal. You know, he walked in the lion's den and he walked out the king. And there's no doubt about what man needs to be in that White House.
You know, I don't know if you've been in a barbecue joint. They've got a great one near you called Smokehouse Barbecue. But that feeling you get when you're a man and you order the full rack of ribs and you're polishing off that last rib and you stand up and you're licking your fingers walking out the door. That's how Donald Trump was last night.
I'm telling you, he was on point. He made, you know, when he turned around at the end of it and told her she did a good job, what he was meaning was, you know, she did what she was hired to do, and that was try to, you know, confuse him, mix him up. And even though she didn't pull it off, you know, she gave it her best shot. And, you know, there's nobody out there that can stand toe-to-toe with him. There's not a liberal moderator out there that can stand toe-to-toe with him in anything.
You know, here's the problem with CNN, and I can respect Warner Brothers wanting to fix that broken channel. I get it because, you know, they're hemorrhaging money right now. But the fact of the matter is nobody working at CNN wants to move from that position as being a far left progressive, and it's killing the network. So I suspect you're going to have them cleaning house pretty quickly as a result of what happened.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it a beautiful thing, though, to see Democrats going at each other?
It's great. It's beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, I love it, you know, because that's what's fixing to happen. You're seeing it in Chicago and places like that with these Hispanics. You know, the Democrats dropped the black folks a long time ago. They used them as much as they could, all right? Now they have a new group, and it's called, and that's the people that are coming across this border. That's their new voter base, and that's who they're going to pander to.
That's
and
it.
That created this terrible situation. And now that it's done got out of hand, which has been out of hand, now they're going to try to make it look like they're doing something about it.
There you go. Fred, appreciate you hanging on. You give us a call back, and let's go to North Carolina. Robert wants to weigh in. Hey, Robert, what you got going on?
Hey, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to say I've got one word for you today. Consequences. You remember back in school when they used to teach basic physics and they would tell you that every action had an equal and opposite reaction? I think we're there. You know, you take a rubber band and you stretch it out, and at some point it's going to snap, and it's going to snap back and hurt you, and it's going to be destroyed in the same process.
And how does that play with what we're dealing with right now in the country, Robert?
Well, you can pick your issue, immigration, crime, it doesn't matter. It applies to all of them. You get to a certain point and something's going to have to give, and I think we're at that point.
Robert, I fear you may be right, and especially when it comes to what's about to happen at the border. I'm not sure the American people truly understand what's about to happen down there and how it will impact their lives, because it will. Even if you don't live in a border town, trust me, when you've got 400,000, 500,000 people coming across the border every single month, that will impact every city, every town in America. Robert, I appreciate that call. Thank you for listening. Let's go to Steve in Atlanta. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd, two things. One, the Trump-DeSantis situation and then the border. So I think Trump did great. I want him in the office. I want him to show they didn't win. We need to show those people on the other side, on the wrong side, that they did not win. They didn't get away with it. But in the meantime, DeSantis is building an amazing resume that I think will be unparalleled for the 2028 election. So keep on going, Governor DeSantis. Now, on the border, you had two people on there from Congress earlier, and they said the right things, but I don't feel the passion. I don't feel the righteous indignation from their voices. It needs to be raised to that level. Not violence. Keep the powder dry. But I love what you said about every able-bodied person, willing person, to go to that border, whether they're from Texas or any other state, and be vetted on the way, whatever, have a process. But I loved what you said, Todd, and that's the level that this needs to be brought to. Our representatives need to be standing in front of the DOJ. Why are we bringing these people in front of Congress, wasting everybody's time? They're liars and they're bad people. They're betraying their oaths of office. They're traitors.
Yes, they are, Steve. They are. And look, we've got to leave it there. Steve, I appreciate what you said, but I hear you, and I'm not hearing the passion either, and it's a little frustrating. Ladies and gentlemen, our nation's being invaded here. Would we feel different if they were maybe Chinese or Russians? All right, got to take a break. Lines open. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Well, Brian Stelter, I don't know how he got the numbers. He's already claiming it was a massive ratings victory for Donald Trump. Donald Trump crushing Fox News and MSDNC. But even then, CNN, they couldn't go the distance, right? They had to tap out. They couldn't handle more Trump. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Great to have with us President Trump's spokesperson, Liz Harrington. Liz, are they still drinking the, well, the president doesn't drink, but are they drinking the sparkling apple cider still down at Mar-a-Lago?
Hey, Todd, no, it was a great night. Maybe not for, you know, the poor hapless anchors at CNN who were just so distraught that their own network let the most popular incumbent president in American history have a platform last night, but the American people are happy. The Trump team's happy. I mean, it was just a show of force. I mean, he was fantastic, despite such ridiculous, you know, fake fact-checking and hostile questions. I mean, the audience loved it because President Trump, there's nobody like him, and he's the leader for our times and that our country needs.
I've never seen so much hate directed at CNN, headline after headline after headline. And I love the president because he took control from the first second he walked onto that stage. But the best part about it was the crowd, Liz. Were you guys surprised at the reactions from the crowd?
Well, look, it's New Hampshire, and it was, you know, at least to their word, it was supposed to be Republican primary voters and unaffiliated. And New Hampshire's been a great state for President Trump, and he's leading in all the polls. And look, when you get right down to it, when they actually finally got to real issues that people care about, maybe not the first half hour, you know, talking about January 6th, but the people respond to President Trump. They ask good questions. And also, you know, President Trump gave great answers. And, you know, that's what people want to hear. I mean, that's why the format and going into this, I really wasn't worried at all. Because, you know, when you get President Trump in front of a room full of American voters, I mean, they can't help like what he has to say. Because he speaks common sense. He fights for the people. He loves this country. And it's so refreshing because he's real and he actually believes what he's saying. He has the track record and you know it. You know he follows through on what he says. So, and when you get voters in a room there, they really respond because, again, there's nobody like him. He is such a great, not just candidate, but he's a great president and he will be again.
Liz, I want to play some audio here. This was one of my favorite moments. When you had the anchorette, her name is Caitlin Collins, and she was so I've described it last night on Twitter. It was like a featherweight going up against a heavyweight champion. It was no contest. But anyway, she's going off and really spewing a lot of lies. And President Trump just very calmly reaches into his suit coat pocket and pulls out the truth, the facts. Let's listen to cut number 7, please.
Back to what happened on that day.
He
you said
did
you
not
weren't,
say that.
You, he has testified that, Mr.
He
President.
He did not say that.
But you said you weren't very involved that day. You did tell your supporters to come to Washington. You tweeted about it, about
true,
that speech that happened on the rally.
Am I allowed
so when
to
they,
say that?
When they went to the Capitol and they were breaking into the Capitol, smashing windows, injuring police officers, why did it take you 3 hours to tell them to go home?
I don't believe it did. Oh, let me pull it out. I have to pull it out.
Oh, yeah.
So if you look at, on January 5th, the day before, I said, please support our Capitol Police and law enforcement. They are truly on the side of our country. Stay peaceful. Stay peaceful. This was the day before, and this was in the form of Twitter. Now I use Truth, Truth Social. I think it's far superior, okay? I hope everybody's on I hope everybody's on Truth. If you look, January 6th, this is at 2, before 2:30. I am asking for everyone at the U.S. Capitol to remain peaceful. This is right after as it was happening. But what happened is they took it down. I don't know why. I think they took it down because it was so good. They didn't like it being up there. I am asking, this is, and we didn't know until I got it back, because now I have 90 million people waiting for me to go back, but I'm on Truth and
okay,
I'm staying
we're
on
good.
Truth.
We're good, Dylan. So Liz, first of all, I thought that was a brilliant move. But there were two interesting things there. I was listening to a very conservative talk radio host earlier this morning, and he said, you know, up until that moment, I had no idea that Trump had actually tweeted out the day before calling on everyone to be peaceful and in the afternoon of the day of encouraging people to be peaceful.
Oh, it's incredible, Todd. And, you know, everything that Caitlin Collins was saying prior to that moment was so wrong. What she said about the acting defense secretary, Chris Miller, was flat wrong. It was the complete opposite. He backed up President Trump, what President Trump said, that he requested National Guard troops. And that tweet he put out the day before, I don't think anyone really remembered it, because the media has buried it. They've hidden it. His account was completely memory holed until Elon Musk bought Twitter and allowed it to at least come back online so you could see what was said. I mean, this is it's out of control, the censorship and the propaganda from the fake news. And that's why it was so important for President Trump to do an event like this. And what other candidate, who other candidate could go into the lion's den like that and just so outmaneuver them at every turn? It's only President Trump, and he holds his ground. And I'm so glad he pulled out those receipts, because you're right. People are not aware. They've been fed lies about that day over and over and over again. And it was an important moment for President Trump to tell the truth right there in that moment.
Liz Harrington on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, President Trump spokesperson. Liz, how is Team Trump doing? Do they feel good about last night? Do they consider it a victory?
Oh, absolutely. I think it was a great night. You know, and he was saying it before going in. Look, it could be a good night. It could be a bad night for all parties involved. We'll see what happens. But it was definitely a good night. He got a chance to talk about the state of the country in front of American voters. That's always a good thing. And he was able to really bring forth a lot of truth, like we were just discussing, on topics that the media is so twisted, but also just things that really matter to the American people. I mean, when they talked about what would you do for this economy, it's flailing, it's a drill, baby, drill. I mean, just simple, to the point, and everyone knows it's true, and he will deliver. His answer on the Russia-Ukraine conflict, I think, was one of the strongest of the night. She, again, Caitlin Collins, out of her league, is trying to pin him down. She's trying to have this gotcha moment to make him look bad, and he just cuts through all that. He says, what is the end objective? He cuts through all the nonsense. He says, I want people to stop dying, okay? And I want to end the conflict. You know, nobody else in Washington says that. Why? Because too many of them get rich off endless wars like the one going on in Ukraine.
And Liz, what about Congressman Byron Donalds? I mean, President Trump was body slamming CNN on TV. Then after the show and on the post show, you had Congressman Donalds out there taking on, I don't know, five or six of the leftists, Jake Tapper, Anderson, the whole crowd. And he actually brought up, this is the audio about Ukraine, cut number 15.
With respect to Ukraine, I totally disagree. He did not say he was just going to give over Ukraine the way you intimate, Van. He did not say that.
What he said was
that he would actually look for a solution to end it quickly. He put 24 hours on it, but let's be very clear. What Joe Biden has done has been a disaster.
There you go. And Liz,
Absolutely. While
Congressman Donald was doing that, then you had CNN's own town hall focus group. And I don't know if you've heard this, but they body slammed CNN as well. Let's take a listen to cut 19. This is brilliant.
Does it bother you that he keeps talking about 2020 and not 2024? I'll ask you first. This is Jonathan Leslie. He's 40, Republican, voted for Trump twice. How do you feel about those lies?
So I feel like part of it's also the media narrative, as you guys asked him the first question at the town hall about the 2020 election rather than current stuff.
So don't you think he could say it's time for me to start talking about 2024 and not lies that aren't true?
Couldn't the media ask him a question about 2024?
Well, there were questions, but you're right. That was the first thing, but that's something that was on our mind. And that's why I was asking.
Liz.
it was too good. I mean, these people, they think the average viewer is stupid or something. It's like, well, you can't hit at President Trump for talking about 2020 when that's all you ask him about. And he's not going to shy away from the question either. He's going to tell the truth. He's going to say it was rigged. Everyone knows it. But sure, let's talk about some issues that are happening now. And he said, let's focus and win this election. And just like we won the last two, by the way. But, I mean, it's so absurd. I mean, CNN, the fake news, they put up this false narrative and they say, oh, gosh, why does he keep talking about this? Well, you're the ones that are asking him.
That's it. If he didn't answer, Liz, they'd accuse him of trying to dodge the questions.
And they can't come up with anything new either, Todd. But one more thing. Her last question, will you accept the results of the next election? He's like, I'd be honored to if it's an honest election. What's wrong with that? And she would not.
Nope.
She had to ask it four times. It was pathetic.
True. All right, Liz, we got to leave it there. Well, please tell the president a job well done. Congratulations. And we're cheering him on.
Absolutely. Thanks, Todd.
All right, Liz Harrington. By the way, here is Trump was also asked about this crazy lunatic woman, E. Jean Carroll, who apparently has a dog, and I'm not making this up. She has a dog, or several dogs. One is named Blood, and the other is named after a delicate woman's part. But then President Trump says, well, she's got a cat as well. And he describes all of the allegations, and the town hall crowd was loving it. Cut number 8.
Usually you leave office, you say, I'm sorry, but I'm going to back home. I'm back home to my family and everything. I'm going to be resigned. My poll numbers went up, and they went up with the other fake charge, too, because what's happening is they're doing this for election interference. This woman, I don't know her. I never met her. I have no idea who she is. I had a picture taken years ago with her and her husband, nice guy, John Johnson. He was a newscaster, very nice man. She called him an ape. Happens to be African-American. Called him an ape. The judge wouldn't allow us to put that in. Her dog or her cat was named Vagina. The judge wouldn't allow to put that in. All of these things. But with her, they can put in anything. Access,
this
Hollywood.
This is a jury of 9 people who found you liable of sexual abuse. Do you think that will deter women from voting for you?
No, I don't think so, because I think the whole thing, just so you understand, ready? I never met this woman. I never saw this woman. This woman said, I met her at the front door of Bergdorf Goodman, which I rarely go into other than for a couple of charities. I met her in the front door. She was about 60 years old then. This is like 22, 23 years ago. I met her in the front door of Bergdorf Goodman. I was immediately attracted to her, and she was immediately attracted to me. And we had this great chemistry. We're walking into a crowded department store. We had this great chemistry, and a few minutes later, we end up in a room, a dressing room, at Bergdorf Goodman, right near the cash register.
And then she found out there are locks on the door. So she said, I found one that was open. She found one. She learned this at trial. She found one that was open. What kind of a woman meets somebody and brings them up, and within minutes you're playing hanky-panky in a dressing room, okay? I don't know if she was married then or not. John Johnson, I feel sorry for you, John Johnson.
So isn't this great? Because the audience understands this whole allegation of rape, which, by the way, he was found not to have done. But all of these allegations are a load of hooey. And I say good for President Trump for explaining it, but also for the audience for getting it. And may I just ask a question? Who in their right mind names their cat Vagina? Who does that? I mean, can you just imagine your cat is out wandering around in the yard and it's time for, I don't know, meow mix, time for supper, and you're out there and you're hollering out the back door of the neighborhood, Vagina! Vagina! Come on in, girl! Come on in, girl! We have some kibbles and bits for you, Vagina! Who does that? All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. I didn't realize that the Transformers were still a thing. Was it Transformers Robots in Disguise? So now there's a kid show called Transformers Earth Spark. And I want you to hear this. This is courtesy of our friends over at Libs of TikTok. They really are coming for your kids. This is a snippet of the cartoon for children, Transformers Earth Spark.
My pronouns are they, them.
Thanks. I'm Sam. I'm she, they, but you already know that.
Wow. What an amazing city.
I'm sorry for how I reacted. It's just, sometimes the world can be a scary place. It's hard to know who's dangerous or not.
That's true, though disappointing.
Hey, it's okay. I know I'm safe when I'm with my friends or other non-binary people.
Non-binary?
People who aren't female or male. Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have assumed.
I always knew my pronouns felt right, but what a wonderful word for a wonderful experience.
Well, there you go. As the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus said, they're coming for your children, America. They're coming for your children. All right. Wow. Let's go to the phones real quick. Roy, Salem, Oregon, KYKN, our great affiliate out there. And, Roy, you get the final word of the day. What's going on?
Well, I'll tell you what, Todd. I've been listening all morning long, and I listen to the congressmen, and I listen to all the people calling in, and it's all about this border. It wouldn't do any good to try to impeach the president, but his primary job is to protect this country from invasions from outside our country and internally. And look at all the expense and trouble and everything is being caused. Why can't every state in the union that has been affected by this get together and file one big lawsuit against Joe Biden, the president? Is he invincible? Can he not be sued?
Roy, it's a great question. And look, I think it's a great idea. I think a lawsuit would be great. But ultimately, we're dealing with a grave crisis in real time, and I'm not sure we can even wait for a lawsuit to be adjudicated through the courts. Roy, I appreciate your call, and thank you for listening. And folks, again, tonight, and we're going to be providing live coverage on our website, toddstarns.com. Title 42 ends. They're expecting a massive, massive invasion tonight in Texas, and we're going to tell you all about it tomorrow. In the meantime, you be good, America. This is the Todd Starnes Show.